You're listening to the Make It British podcast. I'm Kate Hills and I'm on a one-woman mission to save UK manufacturing. In 2008, I gave up my 20-year career as a fashion buyer because I was disillusioned with how much was being sourced overseas, and I set out to uncover some of the amazing businesses that are still making in the UK. Since founding Make It British, I've discovered that there is not only still tons of manufacturing taking place in Britain, but that it's a thriving industry. I invite you to join me each week when I'll be chatting to inspiring British-made brands and UK manufacturers and offering advice to product-based businesses that make in the UK. So with no further ado, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to episode number 294 of the Make It British podcast. So today's episode is something a little bit different. And the idea for this was given to me by one of my clients who had a question about discounting on one of our group coaching calls within our British Brand Accelerator program recently. And one of the questions that came up on a recent group call was about whether small businesses that make in the UK should be offering discounts for people to sign up to their newsletter and whether that strategy actually works. And in her asking this question on the call with everyone else there in the group, it opened up a whole group discussion amongst everyone about the pros and the cons of discounting and other ideas that everyone had about getting potential customers to sign up to your mailing list. So what I thought I'd do today is play you this part of our actual coaching call where the question was asked about discounting to get people on your mailing list, and you can hear all the other suggestions that people had. It will give you some great ideas if you're thinking the same thing. Should I be offering discounts to get someone on my mailing list? Which actually then turned into a much bigger discussion about discounting in general if you've got a UK-made brand. So here you go. Here's the question that the client asked and then the answers that we all gave her. In considering what to put in the announcement bar on my Shopify store, what are the pros and cons of offering a 10% discount, either as a first purchase or because they sign up to the newsletter? Does it really work? And is it a good way to start a business with an immediate discount? Right. To answer the question, does it really work? Yes, it does. Like, I haven't got the actual stats in front of me, but time and time again, you hear people say, there's all different offers that you can put on to get people to join your newsletter, but the offer of a discount is often the most tempting one. However, I know what you mean, as in, is it the first thing you want to offer them is a discount? Usually what people do with that offer is that it is on the first purchase. There are clever bits of software that you can have that pop up, that only pop up, for instance, to new visitors or for, I mean, depending on what system you're using, Shopify, I think Klaviyo does it, that enables you to say it recognizes if someone's not a previous customer or not. So you can offer them something different, but that's getting quite techy. Part of it is in the way you word it if you are going to do the discount. So it is clear that they're going to get more than just the discount from joining as well, but that's the added bonus of getting on the newsletter. You're always going to get people that are going to then turn around and get the discount and opt out. Sadly, you'll probably also get people that will have five different email addresses. And for every order, Rue's shape nodding her head, for every different order, we'll use the 10% introductory discount as well. There are other ways of doing it. What Helen from Blue Eyes Bow Ties does, and you can go on her website, she's got one of those spin the wheel things where see what you're going to get. You might get a discount. You might get a free product. You might get nothing. I think it's pretty much set. I don't think it is random. I think you can choose whether you randomize it or not, but the visitor to the website thinks it's random. In that case, not everyone gets a discount. So that's another thing to look into. That is a paid for tool. Or you can offer them, as we've said before, something else that might be like, if you've got the sort of business that really does specifically solve a problem for someone, you can offer them something which like what's known as a lead magnet. And we talked about this on the last call, like something which is really useful, like a little guide or something like that, that your ideal customer is going to want to download. And once they've got that, you've got them on your list and you can continue writing to them, emailing them, sending them things, potentially later sending them a discount, but in effect selling to them because they're on your list. That doesn't work for everyone. For like for your business where you're selling products and potentially fabric, finding a guide that specifically goes with that. I mean, we could maybe brainstorm some ideas for that. Rue, you've got some ideas I can see here. You had your hand up.
I would not say the amount, because then you are limited to that. So if you are getting traction, you can edit that amount and go lower down in the amount. So you could say a discount, or you could say like a gift. I'm in collaboration with a guy in Germany, and we use a discount code. So we know where people are picking up the order from, whether it's from him or from me. And when they do order above a certain amount, they get a little bag to put something in. So the bag doesn't cost much to make, but like a little tote bag, but they're getting that off the back of an order over X amount. So you can track that. On Shopify, you can set the parameters of your discounts. It doesn't help you when people use different email addresses. That's the only limitation on that.
You also got to be careful that people don't get that discount. And then later on, you might have another discount for maybe a specific product or a specific promotion, and then they double up on the discounts.
Set that. So you can say only this discount only applies to this set of parameters. If you come back, there's another, like you can say you can't use those two together. It doesn't include shipping. You can set all those parameters in discounts. There's little boxes that you tick.
Yeah. So you get your set, but if you don't set that setting, so just make a note of that. If you do that, make sure you have checked those settings so they don't double up on discounts, because I know people that have been caught out by that before. And also when they opt in, making sure it's really clear that they can opt out at any time. So Fiona, you got your hand up. Thoughts?
I was thinking maybe if you have to do this kind of thing, two things is, has anyone here not done it? What are the results of that? And also, I suppose you could offer free delivery on their first purchase.
That's the other one. Yeah. Either a discount or free delivery on the first purchase.
And then what happens if you just do nothing?
That's the other good thing about anything you do digitally online is you can test.
Right.
So you can test and see. You can say, right, let's try it without the discount first, see what happens. Let's try it with the discount. Let's try not mentioning what the size of the discount is. All the different parameters, you can test and see which one works, which is why when you say, does it work? It is one of those stats. If you just Google, does a discount to be on my newsletter work? You'll get all the stats from all the different email marketing companies telling you that it does, because it's trackable. And that is the thing. You can, anything that you do like that online, test it. You know, once 100 people have seen it, how many have opted in? Then leave it on there and see 100 people with a different wording on it, what percentage opt in. And all of those opt in forms that you have, if you've got a good one, I don't know whether the MailChimp one does it, but they should tell you what percentage of people that saw that pop up that says join my newsletter, what percentage opted in. I think for mine, for full transparency, we get between like 1-2%. And I fiddle around with the colors of it. Like sometimes it's dark blue in the background, sometimes it's white. Dark blue works better than white, I found. Change the wording of it, and I let a few thousand people see it. I see what my conversion rate is, and then I fiddle around with it to see. I gamify it. Oh, can I make this go up 2%? Oh no, that's dropped down to 0.8. Or maybe I'll try this. And the pop-ups, however annoying they bloody are, and everyone hates them, they also do work. Having it unobtrusively at the top of your website, you'll probably find we'll have a considerably lower opt-in than having something that pops up. And I noticed that I think I've got a full screen takeover now. So focused today on getting people on their email list, because that's their main driver of sales. They have what's known as a full screen takeover. You can't get past it until you've either opted in or closed it, which is brutal, but it obviously works. Or they're just testing it right now. Matt.
You flip it and reward them with some other way. So if you sign up to the newsletter, we will give you your ethical star reward thing. So then on your website, you then give them something that makes them feel special by signing up onto your list. So it's not a discount, but it puts them into a platinum classification or something like that, where they, oh, I'm special. and they get that feeling of belonging, which is what you kind of try and hook them into in the first place. So it's a different version of full screen takeover. And I think there's so much ethical design, sustainable design, so many things where you give that green badge, then all you're already making them a part of your community by badging them. Is there a clever way there? You're not giving discounts, but you're making them belong, and therefore double win-win.
Yeah, so one way that companies do that, if they've got a particularly big catalogue of products, is either save it to a wish list, because then they're getting your email address because you're logging in to have the wish list. But that gets quite techy, but there is settings on Shopify to do that. Or you have the back in stock plugin added, so that when they click on that and they give you their email address to let you know when it's back in stock, you also ask them to opt in and say, would you like regular updates from us as well? And we'll send you our emails and our newsletter. That's another way of capturing their email address.
I wonder if maybe if you're on the email list, do you find a way to hook that some way into your packaging, or one way to say that it's personalized so you stop them going on and dropping off? Because if you've got some way of linking their list commitment to purchasing, then maybe it's a way of keeping them from doing that trick of going on discount, leaving. I don't know, some other way where those two things are brought together and you make them feel they belong more because of something they're doing, because they're signed up onto your email list as well.
Well, we've talked before on here, haven't we? Like a membership. Like they literally, you are saying join and become a member. Members get it. And then some of the things that members get is discounts on products. But they might also get other special things like bonus points, basically.
I buy stuff from a supplier in Yorkshire, and they supply me with all my thread and for the embroidery machine and that. And I signed up to their newsletter and have an account with them. There's no account, I have to pay cash, but I get points, and then sometimes I get deducted off my order. So I can choose, just like Tesco's points, when to use those. So every time I order, I get points and points and points, and then I get a free reel of a thread. So that's an option where you can have them have an account with you. And then also what's lovely about that is that if I can't remember the number of my thread, I can go to my previous orders and go, oh yeah, that pink was 0024. I'm not sure how that would work with your stuff, Fiona, but that is a nice way. Because I'm a member, I get their email and I get their I get points off, and then I can those add up. And the other thing is that if you want to use a discount code, instead of putting it on your website, put it on your social media and change the code every now and then you'll be able to track whether people are using that as a first time, second time.
Well, I was going to say, a company that I thought of that do it well is Beauty Pie. Like, I've put it there in the chat. Theirs is a bit different. What they have is different price products if you become a member of Beauty Pie. I mean, theirs is almost overcomplicating it in a way. And I think you have to pay to become a member. So that's taking it to the next level, where you basically, if you pay and subscribe, you get a discount. But the way they kind of describe it, I think when you go on each product, it will say normal price, member's price. And it's so different that you think, well, I've got to become a member then. But that is quite complex to set up. So you might just want to do the newsletter opt-in. Though I know what Matt said, there's something about it not being so ethical. If you're saying, I'm making all these in the UK, they're the best value products they can possibly be. Oh, but here you go, here's a 10% discount, and that's what everyone else does. If you want to be a kind of slower business where you're not encouraging overconsumption by offering loads of discounts, you might even want to have the pop-up to say, we don't offer a discount to people just because they're on the newsletter. But what you do get is this, this, and this, and this is why you're special, sort of thing. But you've got to think, you've got to back up that. What are you going to be sending them rather than just e-commerce-based buy this, buy that emails? Because that's basically the two things. You either offer them value and information, or you offer them a discount. Sadly, you know, a lot of the British public will just go, hey, I want some money off. Where's my money off? I'm expecting it from you. But your product is so unique that maybe you just want to explain that. You know, our product is so unique and it's really good value anyway. It's handmade. But join this newsletter and find out more about our journey and be the first to know about. People do like to be the first to know about things. So be the first to know when we have new product launches. Be the first to know when we have events or things like that. That's, again, got that insider club feel.
So the last thing you said, be the person that I've seen that where people sign up be the first to know about this and the first to know about that. But fundamentally, I don't think I am going to be doing a discount to start off with, because I wondered here how many other people are going to immediately do a discount.
Yeah, no.
Everyone else here, are we all going to be doing a discount? Or no, they're shaking their heads, trying to work out how not. Yeah, because it's crazy.
So, the other thing I would do, because, you know, knowledge is power, is spend some time on some other small business websites that you admire. What do they do?
Well, I followed, but they're not small anymore. We know Piglet and Bed, they offered Piglet perks. But then what they actually then did was just immediately start offering 20% off, 25% off, and just really carried away with themselves and launched different products. And you could tell, I was thinking, that's never going to sell. Clearly that became their discount bargain bin stuff. But now I'm liable not to, even though I like their product, to buy it until they come up with their next 20% discount off.
That is, you train your audience to want the bargain price.
They're not going to last. They're not going to last.
And that is what happens to small businesses who then, I've seen it happen before. They've suddenly got an e-commerce team or at least an e-commerce person. And the e-commerce person says, right, okay, first thing we need to do to get some sales, which actually proves my value as my job as your e-commerce manager, is slinging a discount on, because I know it will generate sales, but it's not necessarily going to be for the good of the long-term value of the business. But hey, what do I care? My bottom line is I've got to generate sales for you as your e-commerce manager.
Yeah. So I just feel that the discount thing feels counter to sort of almost everything that we're talking about here, which is a premium paid for the uniqueness of being made in the UK. And if you start off by discounting, you're almost undermining one of your USPs, which is, you know, you pay a bit more because what you're buying is not made in China, it's made in a factory here in the UK. And I think the other thing is offering the almost like a loyalty scheme, which someone else was alluding to, is probably a great way to bring people back to buy more. And if you care about branding, and if like us, we're hoping that the more people that wear our things, it's almost like free marketing because people are walking around with your logo on. If you're bringing them back and offering them, I don't know, a 10th garment free because they bought 9, you're leveraging that customer base because they're wearing more of your clothing and people see it. So it almost feels like the loyalty voucher thing would work better, certainly for what we're trying to do from a clothing perspective, than offering an upfront discount, because people may be quite transient as a customer base. If they go, okay, I'm only buying that because I'm getting 20% off, it may not necessarily be the customer that is going to come back, or the customer that you want.
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. It might not necessarily be the customer that's going to come back, or the customer you want. Yeah. So I think it's about being kind of more clever about it and thinking definitely that feeling of joining and belonging, which is why, like Fiona, you just said about Piglet Perks. What a great name for it. What a shame they've dropped Piglet Perks. It's just got lovely kind of feel to it.
But I've never jolly used them because the discounts have always been much more beneficial. And I'm not a Shein or a Temu or a cheaper, I'm not one of those kind of buyers. It's the Piglet Perks are sitting there because the 25% discounts keep coming.
No, I just wanted to say the discount thing, I learned the hard way, as Kate knows. And so I try not to give my customers, I've been sending people things without discounts and they actually just accept the order, which is good. The only time that I do give discounts is when somebody's placing an order for 20 items. It does kind of feel like if someone's asking for that many, like it's a huge quantity of things, or like yesterday somebody said, do you do affiliate discounts? I should do one because I need that affiliate to keep coming back to me. And if I give them a 10%, I work out that like I can give them a discount on their embroidery and on their the digitization of their logos. It's just my time, but they feel like they're getting something. So I think discounts are, there is a place for them, but it's not for every little order and not to bring the customers. I do think that loyalty scheme, sign up and get points or something like that, is a little bit more, it brings people back.
And what you said there about you're adding on, you're giving something extra, like, okay, if you get this, so that sign up now and get your embroidery, your first embroidery done for free. So like, Fiona, I know you're thinking of personalization, so maybe that is what they get from joining the newsletter. But there are ways of doing it. You know, how do you add it onto the product so you're assuming everyone's going to go for the personalization, but then tell people if they're on their on your newsletter or join your subscribe to, you know, your whatever you're going to call it, they feel like they're getting something special. So there you go. That is a great example of how if you're in a group with other small businesses in a coaching program, you not only get the answers from the main person who's running the group, so in this case, that was me, but you also have the hive mind of the rest of the group. And you can see how from that discussion and everyone batting ideas around to help Fiona, she came to the conclusion at the end that she didn't need to offer a discount for someone to sign up to her newsletter. And it's given her some great ideas for other things that she can try instead. So if you're a small business and you're struggling to do things on your own and you want the support of a lovely group of fellow entrepreneurs who all make in the UK, sign up to the waitlist to find out when I next open the doors to British Brand Accelerator. If you go to makeitbritish.co.uk/waitlist, you're going to be in the first in line, because sometimes spots fill up for the accelerator just from the people that are on the waiting list. So if that does sound like something that you want to find out more about and you want to be a part of, go to makeitbritish.co.uk/waitlist and I'll be looking out for your application.